This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back with another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn. And Daniel answering the phones. This, ladies and gentlemen, is What's on Your Mind. And we want to know every single day. That's what we're here to find out. What's on your mind and then go to work on it. Sounds like you're with me. It's time to fight fear. Let's take that on. Head on. Let's do it. Let's go. I'm all in. 100%. Two things I saw yesterday made my hearts sing. Youth soccer match, you know, in the middle of the field, over by Microsoft, actually, by Kennedy School there. And, I don't know, 100 kids probably, different games. They were doing three aside. Parents were, you know, they were doing, they were, you know, nobody was, you know, on top of anybody. They were all doing it right. Gosh, it was just like, okay, finally, let's go. It's normal. It's what's supposed to happen this time of year. There you go. Great. And then I was at a grad party, and there was not one mask there. Now, I know there's some people gasping in the audience. He was at a party, and there's no masks.
Nope, mine neither. We were at a dinner party Saturday night. Dinner and games, no masks.
Yeah.
Even hugging. All good.
There was a couple hugs. There were a few handshakes.
Everybody survived.
Yeah, I think we're
done. Live on the edge. I went into Walmart with no mask on and lived to tell about it.
Now the question I'm going to pose is, should you be? Should we be like that? Okay? And the question posed to two individuals who are in charge of disseminating health information for us as North Dakotans. North Dakota State Health Officer. She's the head of the State Health Department, Mylon Tufte. And the Field Medical Officer, Dr. Joan Connell. Asked a series of questions, basically that came from you, that we consolidated to try and get a sense of where we're at. And started with Mylon Tufte to say, where are we at? Where are we at right now in this COVID-19 crisis?
Things are right now. I think that we are 2 months formally into the pandemic here in North Dakota. And we have been watching this pandemic across the globe. So we've known that COVID-19 was impacting other countries, and we saw how it impacted our own country. But frankly, North Dakota's been on the tail end of this pandemic, and that has allowed us to do some really good things. It allowed us to get prepared. It allowed us to get the right information out to individuals, and it allowed us to, frankly, save a lot of people's lives. So I think that North Dakota is in a very good space right now.
Question for Dr. Joan Connell. We've avoided flooding hospitals, having to choose who gets a ventilator, who lives, who dies. Some people will say we've won that battle now. Some people say it's over. Would you agree to that?
It's interesting because Mylon just said we're 2 months into this pandemic. And what I've been saying to my patients is this is a marathon, and we're about at mile two. And for those of you who have run a marathon, mile two is when, you know, you were sort of antsy to get started, so maybe you ran a little faster. So you're starting to think, oh, my gosh, I'm getting tired. It's only mile two. I have 24 miles left to go. I don't think that I can do this. But that is likely where we are. If we look at other or previous pandemics, pandemics don't end in a couple of months. And so we're just at the start of this. So when you say we have successfully checked off all of the boxes of having adequate ventilators and enough healthcare personnel, I would say so far we've done a great job with that, and we need to continue to have North Dakota individual responsibility and North Dakota smart thinking to continue to stay ahead of that curve.
All right, so we agree we've won, but we, that's just so far we've won. Much more to do. Mylon Tufte, let me ask you, is there even a 1% possibility that we can test our healthcare capacity again going forward in North Dakota into a second wave? Do we have a do we have to worry about that still to come in North Dakota?
I believe that we still have the worry that we may peak at a time that, you know, hospitals are moving to open up their businesses for those people that might not have got services in the first couple of months as that we were preparing. So all of that pent-up demand is there. In addition, because of our late spike or peak that could come, we do find ourselves at risk for that happening. I think that some of the things that we have to be hopeful for are that we know that there's we recently got some treatment for a therapy for COVID individuals, and so we're excited about how that might help North Dakotans. And I think there's we still have to be vigilant, but there's a reason to hope.
Let's switch back to Dr. Joan Connell. What do you say about the other factors? Suicide, depression, you know, heart attacks, people not going in because they're afraid to go out and getting other things done, that could end up actually causing more harm than preventing the risk of COVID.
I think those are really good questions. And again, really important things to think about when we are deciding how to be North Dakota smart. And I say we collectively, but I think we also applies to each of us as individuals in North Dakota, because everybody has their own sensitivity to mental health issues, to financial issues, and their own reserves. For example, in my family, several of us would be happy sitting in our houses for another 12 months. But I have one sister in particular, Linda Swihovic, who 2 weeks in, I think she was about to claw her way out of her basement. So I think what I'm saying to my patients is every decision requires a risk-benefit analysis. So at the end of the day, if you decide to attend the graduation party, go play soccer with your friends, go to the grocery store, whatever, at the end of the day, if you were to get sick from COVID or transmit it to somebody you love, can you say, I made the best decision that I could have made, understanding the risks, but needing the benefit desired for the action I took?
Interesting. Now, again, what's the real risk? That's where I come back to fighting fear here. I think that, you know, she's saying, boy, be careful because you're going to live with giving it to somebody else. What's the chance I give it to somebody else? Not very much so should I fear. That's the question I think is most interesting here. Do I have time for another question here before the break? Mylan Tufte, let's go to Mylan next. We know we have a problem at congregate care facilities, but we also realize people are dying alone, which is a crisis. The governor says, rather I should say, what would you say if we asked the governor to say, let's take the majority of our assets, testing-wise, COVID response-wise, put them at congregate care, test staff, test families, so you can do both?
So if the governor were to come to me and say, could we let people in, visitors in, and that this is really important, I definitely give advisement to the governor on what is best practice from the CDC, what risks there would be. And frankly, we are doing a lot of testing in congregate care settings. And you're right, the individuals have exposure from healthcare workers, they have exposure from individuals that might be coming into that congregate setting. So there are ways that we could minimize that risk. I don't think that we're at the point where we have widespread testing at the moment a person could walk into a congregate care setting. We get there, I think that that'll be a great day.
So are you saying that testing a family member going into a nursing home wouldn't do any good because we're testing you now, but we don't get the results for 72 hours? We could take your temperature, but you might not have a temp and still have COVID-19. Is that the pitfalls?
Yes, there are many people that we found that are asymptomatic and do have COVID. And then there are individuals that when we test them on this day, in 2 days, they may have contracted the illness or the symptoms may show up.
Interesting. More on this. By the way, we'll give Dr. Joe O'Connell a chance to weigh in as well. You know, we talked a lot about this last week with Long-Term Care Association folks and what we've heard from family members and even, you know, staff that have worked at nursing homes, and they're just saying it is really, really bad. We're past the point where we need to worry about the risk of these people from COVID and worry about the risk about being separated from their loved ones. So that's why we're pushing on it. Sounds like testing isn't where we needed to be, to me, from what I'm learning here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
America fuel better and feeding you oh so well, just like mom did, just like grandma's meals. This is home cooking, great recipes. It's grab and go convenience, so you can stay there if you like. Today, there is some great specials. If you travel to 994, I would highly suggest a Valley City stop for beef tips. gravy as well, or scalloped potatoes and ham. Harwood off I-29, just north of Fargo, Tater Tot Hot Dish, and two West Fargo locations. Beefy Noodle at the Fargo 12th Avenue North location, and West Main Avenue in West Fargo, the Hamburger Hot Dish. Really, really good. Really good. You know what I'm saying? All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And don't forget, every PetroServe USA location has great things like Karma Rolls at the Valley Dairies in Grand Forks, 2-for-12 Pizza Corner pizzas, or you could go for the special today, any fresh baked muffin for 99 cents. And the 4-for-4 pizza, 20-ounce drink, two homemade cookies, or great home cook and grab and go to at PetroServe USA. All right, let's continue on with our conversation with these two health experts from the North Dakota State Department of Health. The leader of that organization is State Health Officer Mylan Tuffy and the Field Medical Officer Dr. Joan Connell with us on the program. So Joan weighs in on the nursing homes, congregate care, and why we can't visit family.
I actually have a mom who's in the nursing home. So I think I'm a great one to ask this question of. And unfortunately, my mom's window faces an inner courtyard, and so in our family meetings, we have talked about getting a big ladder and climbing over to gain access to the inner courtyard, and I think they're starting to get a little nervous at Missouri Slope. But I think it's important to let everyone know I have all of those same emotions of missing my mother, of having her, talking with her on the phone and her starting to cry because she misses us so much and she just wants to see me. She wants to hold my hand. I mean, those are all real emotions that and real things that are happening in our several times per week video chats. But this is, again, where we need individual responsibility, and we need to use our rational mind in addition to our emotional mind, because my rational mind says if we all go in and get our needs met, our emotional needs met, and the emotional needs met of our elderly loved ones, we're going to have more elderly people die of COVID. And Mylan mentioned a few minutes ago about, you know, the fact that we have some promising therapies that have arrived in North Dakota. We have several doses of remdesivir, which looks to be promising, although it is still not FDA approved. We have some convalescent plasma, which looks to be promising. We're working on a vaccine. So again, and you know, we're in mile two here. If we can just be patient, if we can just have some endurance, we can see our loved ones in a way that keeps them safe, that keeps us safe. What Mylan just answered about, can you be negative for a test on day zero and be positive 72 hours later? Absolutely. So we really need to use our rational minds, and we have to exert some patience here and logic.
Why is this one so different? You know, if you look at H1N1, 60,000 plus people died not all that long ago. There was nothing like this in the way of response in the U.S. and other pandemics, the same thing. We have more deaths. Why is this one so different?
Well, I think one thing that makes this different is I think that we are concerned at how the level of contagiousness of this virus. And then we're also concerned about the fact that it really does a number on vulnerable populations, including the elderly. With those pandemics that you're describing, there wasn't a whole age group that could be wiped out like we have seen with coronavirus. I think that takes extra caution. And I think what I really appreciate about the global approach, but especially our approach to coronavirus in North Dakota, is I think that many countries in our state have been very swift in locking things down to get everybody a chance to breathe and to let science catch up a little bit so that we could understand how contagious is this, how can we prevent spread, can we get some potential treatments on the table here, and can we get some capacity for testing up and moving. And so as we improve each of those areas, you have seen that the restrictions are lessening in response to that, so that we can maneuver through this pandemic without a horribly increased number of deaths.
Why do we have to do it different in why don't we do it different in Cass County, where the cases are obviously more prevalent than they are in McKenzie County? I mean, there's counties in North Dakota with zero cases right now. So why does the response, why do the restrictions have to be the same, Mylin?
Why were they the same? Because the analogy that someone had given to me, no, I won't use that one, but the people are so mobile in our state. They are going to go wherever they can go and will go. So I don't think that that necessarily helps us right now where we are within this pandemic to say, you know what, let's punish one or reward another, that people are going to go where they'd like to go because of the mobility that we have within our state.
So there's more of this interview, which we did on Friday, by the way, that we haven't had a chance to, we're obviously just playing today because we did it on Friday afternoon, that I want to play for you, including, answers to the questions like, how can I stand in line for, for milk, but I can't stand in line to vote? And, a doctor from the state saying, well, because you have more of a chance to get it, and you need milk for sustenance, and you don't need to vote, you can mail it in. So, they answer the questions you've been asking. We'll play more of that interview tomorrow. But there's a lot there that is, I would just say very, very, put the helmet on, put the elbow pads on, put the knee pads on, put the training wheels on, and that's the advice. So I'm not going to fear it. I'm going to listen, though, and respect it. I don't know about you. More coming up.
They say two heads are better than one. Even better are two Daves. That's right, two Daves. David Andahl and Dave Nearing. They're two Daves running for District 8. David Andahl and Dave Nearing, both businessmen, both political outsiders, both big supporters of Donald Trump. David Andahl and Dave Nearing are supported by Doug Burgum and endorsed by the Republican Party. The Daves will partner with Burgum to bring fresh ideas to Bismarck. And David Andahl and Dave Nearing will promote coal and support farmers and ranchers. They'll protect life and defend our Second Amendment rights. And Andahl and Nearing will term limit career politicians. See, two Daves are better than one. Two Daves for District 8. David Andahl and Dave Nearing, Trump supporters endorsed by Burgum and the Republican Party. David Andahl and Dave Nearing for District 8. Paid for by Dakota Leadership PAC and Knutson, Secretary.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some very promising news about a potential coronavirus vaccine. Moderna saying today all 45 participants who took part in an early stage trial did have virus antibodies. That news leading to a spike in the stock market this morning. The Dow was up over 700 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are higher as well.
More encouraging economic news as Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors are resuming vehicle production today after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of the pandemic. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says it certainly has been a very unique period.
My business career of 26 years being a CEO, never in other crises dealt with the economy turning off.
Tropical storm Arthur is impacting the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic, but it's expected to veer eastward out to sea soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around the world.
If you need a really good book to tell you about how bad things can happen to you and you can come out of it better than ever, I really encourage you to get Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. The book is amazing. It really is. It's not a fancy literary masterpiece, but it's just a story. It's like you're reading a journal of someone that made some terrible decisions and got wrapped up into some horrible things but would not give up. To the point where his drug dealers cut him off and said, "You're too smart for this stuff, man. You're done. We're not selling to you anymore." And helped turn his life around. It's a great story. If you order it today at MyPillow.com, it comes with a $25 gift certificate to MyPillow. So it's like a free book. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you a $25 gift card. Of course, everything else at the Radio Listener Specials tab, up to 50% off. Or call 800-506-9028 and tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, "Scott, I'm really tired of stopping at red lights. I've done it too long. I'm going to just start ignoring them and drive as I want to. No reason to continue. You want to get to the truth? You got to the truth. You just don't want to believe it. I don't think the people back in 1918 were fools. Talk about fear. Your talk scares me. No, no, no. Your recklessness is endangering my life and my health. The doctor you just had on the show is talking truth and making a lot of sense. Listen to what she is saying." Well, we had the doctor on for a reason. I want to understand the medical advice that's going to the elected leaders to know what we're getting, and we heard a lot of that today, and that's great. But I would also say to you that if every person in America listened to their doctor, we'd all be skinny. We'd be eating tofu. And, what else, Kev? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There would be no heart
disease. Nobody would smoke.
No heart disease, no smoking, no drinking.
Exercise.
Yeah, so people choose to take that information and know that, hey, yes, I could do it. I think this person, it's signed with a little snowflake stamp, so I don't know if that was a typo or what. I'm kidding. That was a joke. Can you laugh a little for crying out loud? Anyway, is one of those people that probably fears death. I don't fear death. And I'm not reckless. I'm not going to stand in the middle of I-29. It's right here. I can see it from here. I'm not going to run out there and say, "I dare you to hit me." Okay? But, to be continued. We'll have Dr. Joan Connell and Mylon Tufte back on the program. I'm getting some more questions. Keep them coming. We'll get answers. We'll be at the briefing tomorrow for Governor Burgum. If you have questions for the governor, text me. We'll ask you questions. 701-367-2054. Our next guest is a candidate for state treasurer in North Dakota. There is a contest on the June primary ballot between the two Republicans. And we spoke with Thomas Beadle last week from Cass County. We talked to Dan Johnston today. Dan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Very well, Scott. I just want to be clear. I am Dan Johnston, and I do reject tofu wholeheartedly.
You do? Okay. He's anti-tofu. That should be good for a few votes right there.
But you can do it. You can do whatever you want, though.
Where are you from, Dan? Where's your farm?
So I'm about 30 miles south of Valley City, just north of the Fort Ransom. The little town of Fort Ransom, so a few miles north.
And just tell us a little bit about yourself and, the resume, for lack of a better term, the qualifications that you bring to want to be state treasurer.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm an old military guy, and as a member of our armed forces, I learned to lead in difficult situations while also working with some of the best men and women our country had to offer. You know, I took an oath to the Constitution back then, and I kept my commitment then and carried that to the state legislature. And I'll continue to keep that commitment as your state treasurer. You know, as a legislator, my record speaks for itself. I've consistently remained true to a strictly constitutional and fiscally conservative governing philosophy. If I felt an appropriation went beyond our constitutional authority, I opposed it. And, of course, on the flip side, when spending was constitutionally appropriate, I prioritized the services owed to North Dakotans while also rejecting special interest and especially crony capitalism. So it's important to make certain our fiscal health remains in order. We're facing difficult times to the COVID-19 pandemic and corresponding government shutdowns of our economy. And we must be more careful than ever before in deciding who to elect as treasurer. Strong, steady leadership is an attribute that I'll bring to the treasurer's office. And I want to be clear, Scott, I don't know everything, unfortunately, and I may not have all the answers, but you can count on this. If I'm not sure on something, I will find the answer. That's my nature.
You mentioned the crony capitalism. That term is thrown around quite a lot. What's your version of crony capitalism? What do you mean by fighting crony capitalism?
To me, it's quite simply, it's businesses that rely on government to succeed. You know, it's government picking winners and losers. That's something that I think should be rejected from a legislative standpoint. And I don't even know if... You know, you call it crony capitalism, but I don't even know if that's really a good word for it, because it's not truly capitalism when you have to leverage government in order to succeed, and meanwhile your competitors in the market don't.
Yeah, like an example of some of the big businesses that get in the room to craft regulations that are going to harm competitors that are smaller, right? I mean... Kevin Cramer and I were taking a tour at the popcorn factory that I can't say it, the name of it. It's got a funny name up in Devil's Lake. And the guy told us a story about the health inspector that came by. He was, you know, working on a new plant.
Sure.
And he got the plant going, and the inspector came and said, okay, here's the new rules. And the owner looks at him and said, if these rules are implemented as exactly they say here, I'll be broke. He said, well, that's the idea. That's why they were written that way. And it was done by you know, Frito-Lay or whatever, bigger wow. companies that didn't want to have to compete with little guys for, I guess that's what you mean by it. But,
well, I think Ronald Reagan had a little bit to say about that. He would say, you know, once government regulates it, then it ultimately kills it, then the government would come in and subsidize it.
Yeah, what sense does that make, right?
Right.
I have been receiving a lot of mail lately from you and your competitor for state treasurer, and I received one over the weekend of Thomas Beadle and a picture of, I guess it was photoshopped or something, because President Trump's in a suit in front of some silos, and Dan, I don't know that he'd wear a suit to a silo, to a farm, and then Tom Beadle was in a sweater. You know, I guess that's politics. Those things happen in advertising. I don't know whether that's, you know, legit or not. I'll leave that to somebody else. But my point is this: your opponent is going to great lengths to say he's a Trump Republican. Are you?
Yeah, if you go way back, I actually was was one of the first to come out in support of Trump. I actually had friends that wouldn't talk to me about it. They thought I was some sort of turncoat. But, you know, I understood then that, you know, we needed a bodyguard and not necessarily a theologian. And I knew that now President Trump's message of America first, that populist message, would resonate with people, especially after 8 years of what felt like getting kicked in the teeth daily. We needed a champion of Americanism, and we got that with Trump. You know, he's in a very short amount of time. He's done amazing things for our economy, you know, COVID-19 notwithstanding. But he righted the ship quickly. His business experience matched. And you know, the thing is, oftentimes we hear someone needs experience in government, and the one with the longer tenure in government is the one we should pick. But if that was the case, in the litmus test we use, we would never have a president in Trump now. So, you know, to go back to your flyer with Tom, I honestly don't think that that's something that Tom endorsed. You know, there is a PAC that's putting out flyers, and I don't necessarily think they're running them all by Tom. So when they superimposed a picture of Trump with them, I don't think that was my friend Tom Beadle sitting there saying, oh, this is a great idea. So
you're saying you don't put that on him, you put that on people that are running the campaign, or are, you know, like, well, I guess one of them is the Dakota Leadership PAC, right? So it wouldn't even be his necessarily. Couldn't have any involvement with that one, probably.
Yeah. Correct. And you know, if you look at the Dakota Leadership PAC, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars from out of state, you know, funders. And you got to ask your question, what does someone from Beverly Hills, California, expect to gain in North Dakota politics, you know, and when they're donating $50,000, or in Chicago, another $50,000, I think. So it's kind of weird, it's kind of bizarre, and I think it's unprecedented for North Dakota politics as well.
Your question or comment for our guest, Dan Johnston, candidate for state treasurer. That's certainly welcome here. It's 701-258-0550. Rocky and Ariska, do you have a question?
Yes, I do, Scott. This is for Dan. And this has to do with, as a treasurer, you sit on several boards, several trust boards of what are state, well, tax dollars, oil revenue dollars, of that nature. And my question on that is, as a treasurer, he's one of five votes, I believe, on average across the boards. I guess my concern is where that money has been invested. To state the school land trust fund, I believe there's an excess of $5 billion in that fund. And where it's invested, how they're using that money yearly. And is there ever any chance that money coming back into the Bank of North Dakota to be used internally in the state and internally for school construction projects so that we don't have to go outside the state to fund these various building projects and schools?
Before Dan answers, what money are you talking about?
What money? School land trust fund.
Okay, so
generated from. Well, we all know what that is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just didn't know what fund you're talking about. You're talking about I'm sitting on many boards. That is. Now I got it. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. Well, appreciate the question, Rockney. You're right. You know, when I go around the state, you know, one of the concerns I hear from many people is they're concerned how the money is invested. And oftentimes, they ask questions like, you know, why can't we invest more in North Dakota? And I tell you what, I'm all ears, and I am interested in figuring out a way to invest more of those funds in North Dakota. You know, because of the COVID pandemic right now, most people don't really realize that those funds are invested in Wall Street, in the stock market, and a lot of them have been, you know, really on a downturn because of that. And I always say, you know, when you look at North Dakota and when you look at historically at recessions in our state, again, COVID-19 notwithstanding, we seem to weather the storm pretty well.
Hold that thought if you would. Rocky, thanks for the call. More coming up.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. If you need a pre-owned vehicle, plenty of options to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs fit every budget, even if yours is not paid off. If you have a trade, you might be able to get that monthly payment down a little bit, or just buy your car, take that off your hands, take advantage, receive the lowest used car rates in years, or make no payments for up to 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They are now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
Dan Johnston is with us today on What's on Your Mind. Dan is a candidate on your ballot for state treasurer in North Dakota. Here's a question that I asked as well of your opponent when he was on, and it relates to first of all, just overall, I guess the economic value of the oil and gas industry to the state, jobs and taxes and It is really, really our future. So as treasurer, you serve on a state land board, as the previous caller mentioned. There's been a number of big issues before that board in recent years. The latest was taking a court case, not yet finalized, and telling the oil operators that they had to pay royalties retroactively up to 40 years. Recognizing most of the funds for education come from oil, what is your reaction to this, I guess I call it a greedy policy, and would you do it differently if you were there?
Yeah, you know, companies need direction and equal protection under the law when they're dealing with government. I see two issues at hand here that concern me. One, some companies have been paying the correct amount all along, while others, for whatever reason, have not. You know, at this point, arbitrarily requiring 40 years back pay seems draconian when the state seems to have dropped the ball to begin with. Now, we're not talking about any one elected official here that blame lies with. This is more of a generational issue, and a compromise would be best for valuable industries in the state. And going forward, companies in our state, they need certainty and a level playing field from their state government. You know, I'm sure, you know, you're curious how I would have voted on that, and I would say I would have fought for a different solution to begin with, one that was fair to all parties involved, and I think I would have been successful as well. You know, I know Kelly Schmidt voted for the resolution that she did, and I respect Kelly, but you know, she didn't endorse me because we always see eye to eye. You know, like her, I'm an independent thinker, and that's why she supports me.
And, you know, there was not really technically a vote. I mean, it was well known who was where on that, but they kind of did that. The thing that ticked me off the worst about that whole deal, the court case wasn't finalized. It wasn't finalized. It was like a rush to grab money when you can while there's a pending decision. I mean, it's just awful. Awful. You know, and to see as many people on that committee vote the way they did, just to me, is disgusting. Now, by the way, the court case has been clarified, and exactly what folks warned happened. So it's definitely time for some fresh leadership there. Talk about investment and investment philosophy. I mean, you mentioned earlier that you'd like to look at some of the ideas that are out there, but, I mean, should North Dakotans pour money into Planned Parenthood or some, you know, some horrible, you know, a pharmaceutical company that's out there trying to figure out the next RU486? I mean, should we match the investments of the state with our values?
Oh, I absolutely think we should, and I think that's why we need a treasurer with a proven fiscally and socially conservative governing philosophy. You know, I voted against a higher ed appropriation bill. One of the reasons I did is because one of our state schools was funneling money to Planned Parenthood. I just thought that was unethical and unmoral, so I voted against it. You know, and on the other side of that, when you look at the various investments that the treasurer and the state boards handle, you know, the governing philosophy could affect where those investments go to. So absolutely, Scott, I think we have an obligation to invest that money with our priorities and with our morals as well.
By the way, that school is NDSU, and that still hasn't been fixed. It was re-upped despite the good efforts of Jana Myrdal, a senator from up by Edinburgh. Let's see here. What's that? I want to ask you this question. We had a caller ask this question of your opponent, and I want to be fair, but I want to make sure you get asked it as well. You know, so I'm pro-life, and whenever I vote for a candidate, I want to know, are they pro-life or not? Some people say, well, state treasurer, what does it matter? Well, I mean, just what we just described. It could matter there. It could matter on where you invest. It could also, you know, maybe you don't want to just be treasurer forever. You want to do something else. So what's your position on the life issue?
You know, I consider myself unapologetically pro-life, from conception to natural death. You know, you got to ask yourself, what is liberty matter? What does the pursuit of happiness matter if you deny life? And I'm not going to play games and say, you know, well, it begins here or it begins here. But, you know, if I said that and I was wrong, boy, I got to answer to the man. So for me, life begins at conception. And even an embryo that's outside of the body, if you look at that, it's a genetically distinct human being, distinct from its mother, distinct from its father. It's a human, and it's a viable life.
Great point. Ben and Billings, real quick, your question, last one for Dan Johnston.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, this is Ben from Billings County. I was kind of on the same topic, I guess. But I know your opponent is definitely pro-abortion, and I was wondering your stance on pro-life. How would you implement is there anything you could do to promote the pro-life agenda?
Well, going back to the investments, for one thing, I would fight against any investment that goes to companies that deal with abortion or go against the life issue.
Ben, appreciate the call. Dan, thanks for the time. We'll do it again before
Brian
election day.
In the studio from Collins and Kroc, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kroc does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kroc can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kroc in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.